Welcome to Sabbatical 101. My name is Bethany Walensky, and I'm an associate professor at Michigan State University. I had a life-changing sabbatical, and I'm on a mission to help fellow academics do the same. This podcast is a resource for all things academic sabbaticals. Each episode will provide you with inspiration and insight into the sabbatical planning process, regardless of your institution, discipline, length of sabbatical, or where you plan to sabbatical. I'm so excited to have you along for the ride. Hey, everyone. Today, I want to talk to you about what people actually do on their sabbaticals. So I talk to a lot of academics about their sabbaticals, and a question that often comes up is something like, what should I actually do on my sabbatical? When people ask this, they're often puzzling over what type of academic work they should plan to accomplish during their time away. And I find that the question usually comes from one of two places. The first is a place of concern or wonder about what the bar is for how much work one should accomplish during a sabbatical. The smart, successful, and highly motivated academics I work with are often concerned they'll be perceived as slacking off or not working enough during their sabbatical, even though they typically have a very long list of projects to accomplish. The second reason people ask this question is usually because they're at a point in their career where they're reevaluating their goals and priorities. So in this case, the what should I actually do on my sabbatical question is more of a philosophical one. It's about how to focus one's time and energy when you're unsure whether the path that got you to tenure in a sabbatical is still right for you. So if you're planning or thinking about a sabbatical, and you're wondering what people even do on sabbatical, the first thing I'll tell you is that you probably don't need to do all the things you think you need to do. Most of the academics I work with have very high expectations for what they'll accomplish during sabbatical, which leaves little time for much needed rest and rejuvenation. So, my first piece of advice is to take your list of what you want to do on your sabbatical and try to remove a few things from it. I can almost guarantee you'll find some relief and spaciousness if you take just a couple things off of your to-do list. The second thing I recommend you do is figure out the purpose of your sabbatical. So in my sabbatical coaching program, we never start with the to-do list because planning a transformative sabbatical requires first identifying your sabbatical purpose and priorities. After that, you can create a plan that's aligned with your purpose and priorities, and you can start thinking about your goals. If you want to work on figuring out the purpose of your sabbatical, look in the show notes, and I'll link to a worksheet that helps you identify your sabbatical purpose and priorities. Now, once you're clear on the purpose of your sabbatical and your personal and professional priorities, then you can start to determine your goals for sabbatical. When it comes to professional goals for a sabbatical, many of us don't realize all the possible options for a really successful sabbatical. We often limit ourselves to thinking about publications and grant proposals as kind of what counts as productive sabbatical work. But really, there are so many different ways you can advance your scholarship during your sabbatical. So, without further ado, I want to give you a list of ideas that might help you think about all the different ways a sabbatical can look and how you might redefine for yourself what productivity during your sabbatical looks like. And as an aside, I also think it's totally fine if you want to do just, you know, one thing or very little work on your sabbatical. A big part of the purpose of sabbatical, from my perspective, is to rest and get ready for what's next in your career. Now, a word of caution about this list. I'm also definitely not recommending that you do all these things, or even close to all these things, during your sabbatical. This list is a starting point to get you thinking about the possibilities for the kind of work you might do on your sabbatical. And I give you this list because I found that in my conversation with my clients, people are often surprised that certain things kind of count as productive work during a sabbatical. So the idea is to kind of pull back the curtain and share with you the things that my clients have done on their sabbaticals so that you can feel great about and confident about the decisions you're making about your sabbatical choices. So listen to this list, and you can also find it if you want to see the written version, head over to my website and look at the blog, and I have it listed there as well. And what you'll do is you'll choose the professional goals that make the most sense for you based on where you are in your career, what you've identified as priorities for your sabbatical, and what matters most to you in this season of your life and career. So here are some ideas for professional projects during a sabbatical. The first category is research and writing. So you might work on a book project. It could be writing or completing a scholarly book based on previous research. You may also just be writing a book proposal or drafting a few chapters that will go into a future book proposal. You might also just be trying to connect with publishers. You could think about publishing articles. So you might publish or submit one or more journal articles from an existing data set or project. You might work on some grant writing. That could be developing a major research proposal for external funding or identifying the grants that you want to apply for in the next 2 to 3 years. You could focus on dissemination. You might give in-person or virtual talks or workshops about your research and findings. Another research and writing activity is reading. Okay, so this is an important part of the research process. And we often don't have a lot of time to sit and read books and articles that are in the field, in our field of study, when we're engaged in all of our regular work activities. So kind of updating your knowledge of your field is a great activity for your sabbatical. You might also start new research during your sabbatical. That could mean conducting field work. So maybe you're doing empirical research, archival work for a new project. You might be starting a new collaboration. You might be partnering with colleagues at another institution. And collaborating could look like creating new relationships, strengthening existing ones, and maybe not actually doing research together yet. Or you might actually be doing a collaborative research project. Another thing you might focus on is developing a new research agenda. So that might entail reading, meeting with colleagues, and just generally spending some time thinking about some possible new directions for your research. You might not actually do this new research on sabbatical, but you could use your time to sort of map the field and identify the direction or directions you'd like to take your new project. You might also use your sabbatical for some curriculum development. So you might work on revising a course you currently teach, designing a new course, creating or revamping a program. You might be reading new literature that you want to include in a future course or a future iteration of a course. Or you might attend a workshop or do some professional development around teaching to get new ideas, new pedagogical ideas. Finally, you might want to engage in some professional development. So you could work on learning new methods or theories. You could attend workshops or enroll in a training program or simply read about a method that you're interested in trying out. You could focus on public engagement. So maybe you're writing for broader audiences, publishing things like op-eds or a public scholarship book. You might also be identifying the next steps for your career. Again, most of the time we get to tenure and sabbatical and we've been on this hamster wheel where it's just everything has been focused on doing what you need to do to get tenure. And so this is a really good time to pause and take a step back and spend some time mapping out the next 3 to 5 years of your career. What do you want to be working on? What are your professional goals? How will you achieve them? So these are only just some of the possibilities for really amazing and productive sabbatical projects. And again, you're definitely not going to do all of these things, but I hope that you've gotten some sense of kind of the landscape of what's possible. I think oftentimes, like I said before, we really limit ourselves to thinking productive means that I have published something, that I've submitted something, that I've gotten a grant. And yet we need to kind of look beneath the surface of productivity and remember that there are lots of different ways to be productive and lots of things that you can productively do during a sabbatical that can really set you up for coming back from sabbatical with new energy, insight, and potentially a new or refined vision for your research. So as you think about your upcoming sabbatical, I really encourage you to not limit yourself to thinking that only publications count as productive work, and to also set reasonable expectations for the work you'll get done during sabbatical so that you'll also take some time to rest and reset and just do the things that make your soul happy. I hope this was helpful and that it gave you some new ideas for how to use your sabbatical. As always, if you're interested in talking about sabbaticals, I always love to hear what you have to say. So head over to my website, www.bethanywalensky.com, and you can read all about the programs that I offer for sabbatical planning. And you can also book a 30-minute discovery call with me. And basically what we do on that call is I hear about your sabbatical, I ask you some clarifying questions, and then I tell you about what I'm offering and we see if we're a good fit to work together. So I'd love to hear from you. I'm going to be taking a break next week for spring break, but I will be back around mid-March with another podcast episode. Have a great couple weeks. I hope you found this episode of Sabbatical 101 helpful and inspirational as you think about your own sabbatical. If you want to read more about sabbaticals or get even more support for planning your own life-changing sabbatical, head over to my website, www.bethanywalensky.com, to read my blog and for more information about my sabbatical coaching program.